Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 4:08. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is the Paul and Jordana show. I am not Paul or Jordana. I'm Shaletta Brandage, hanging out here with my man DJ. Now, if you like what you hear today, you can always catch me on the Shaletta Show on Saturdays from 11 to 2, sponsored by Otto Bremer Trust. But I won't be there this Saturday, DJ.
You
I
just
will not be hosting
just
my
said
show.
Always on Saturdays.
I know. That's why I thought about it. I was like, but I won't be here. This, but I have a good reason for skipping out on my own show. Now, I'm over here on somebody else's show, but I ain't even going to be on my own damn show.
I think John Hines, radio legend John Hines, will be filling in for you.
You know, that's probably the only person who could, you know. And you know, they gave me a list of people. And I said, really, the only person is John Hines. That's it. I'm, you know, if John Hines can't do it, just dead air for 3 hours on Saturdays from 11 to 2, it'll be like the Yule log. And then just go on to Steve Thompson. So I will be. This is my first time ever doing something like this. I am the Grand Marshal at the Strawberry Festival Parade in Cottage Grove on Saturday morning. Now, is that too awesome or what?
I guess that's a good excuse. I guess I'll approve that as an excuse.
Please. Because, you know, I was going to try to do the show. Okay? So my plan was I was going to take the RV and park it at the end of the parade route. Right. And put all my equipment in there. And then after the parade is over, hop out of the convertible, because they're providing me a convertible. This is going to be beautiful. And then hop out of the convertible and then hop into the RV and do the show for 3 hours. But the end of the parade route is actually the Strawberry Festival. And, you know, we haven't had it out here in Cottage Grove for the last couple of years. The kids are looking forward to going. And so they were like, wait. So after the parade, we got to sit in the RV while you do your show. And so they were trying to call Children's Protective Services on me. So I figured it was either lose the kids or take them to the Strawberry Festival. So I'm not going to be there this Saturday. So after the parade is over, we're going to go hang out at the Strawberry Festival. So it'll be mommy and me time, because it's Father's Day weekend. You know, I want to give Sean a break. So, I mean, do you have any big plans for Father's Day?
Yeah, the family and I will join some friends up at a cabin in northern Minnesota this weekend. Just two families, and they've got four kids. We got two, so we'll be chasing kids around and going swimming and making some good food and all that kind of stuff.
And some good memories, too.
Yeah.
Now, is this an annual thing that you all do, or is this the first time you're doing this?
Well, I guess we would call it the second annual. We did it last year and had a ton of fun, so said we had to put it on the calendar for this year, too.
Now, is this the same family that you went with last year, or did you dump those people and get some new cool?
Nah, it's the same. Well, it's their family cabin, not ours.
Okay. So
it's
you cannot disinvite them from their own family.
No, it doesn't work like that. Cabin. Nobody in my family has a cabin, at least that's, you know, close enough that I'd, you know, go up there super regularly. So you gotta, that's the thing. I don't really want to have a cabin. I just want to know people with cabins, and
Well, you know, that's what I heard is the good thing to do, because I heard that the cabins are a lot of work.
Yes.
And so if you just know somebody, you can bum off of their cabin until they kick you out, and then you know, find a new friend. with a cabin.
Yeah.
But I've never been invited to anybody's cabin.
Let me tell you.
I've never been invited.
People are kind of persnickety about their cabin. Some people will invite you, but then it's like, do you have a date and an address for that? Well, no, I don't know. Well, then they didn't really invite you.
Oh, my God. That's happened to me before. That's happened. Okay. I thought it was strange that it's happened like multiple times.
No,
you can come to the cabin.
Because that's what you're supposed to. You're supposed to share your cabin, but a lot of people don't want to. Or they don't want to if they're up there, or they don't want to if you're by yourself. And I don't know, and whatever. People get to do what they want with their cabins. But it is a thing where people have certain kind of unwritten rules about what you can and cannot do and who's really invited and things like that.
Okay, see, I didn't know that because Mother Long, who I love to death, she invited us to the cabin a couple of times, and then I'm not gonna say right before it was time to go, but you know we were ready to go, and then we got uninvited.
Aww.
And that happened a couple of times, and I was like, okay, I don't think Mother Long really wants us. So that you know, kind of jogged my memory. And that was the first and last time we got invited to the cabin. So either I need some new friends with cabins, or the friends that I got with cabins don't really want us at the damn cabin.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, are you expecting a gift for Father's Day? Did you tell the kids not to get you anything? Do you do the whole, you know, tie and socks routine? What's going on with the kids? What are they doing for the day?
My wife knows me too well to let it be ties and socks. That wouldn't go over real well. But my daughter, you know, she's 4 years old. She hears things. She knows things. And she told me today that they have a surprise for me.
Oh.
And I think she said it's a beverage. Which I don't know if that, I don't know if she got that right or not, or if it's really something else. I really don't know, but I believe that my wife and two daughters went out and got something for me. But it will be, my guess is it's going to be food or drink or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is great. I don't need trinkets. I don't need tools. You know, I got all that stuff. I don't need it.
You know, it's amazing to me the ads for Father's Day. They would make you think that every dad needs a Craftsman toolbox.
Yeah.
A tie and a John Deere tractor.
Yes.
But the thing is that I don't know if you've seen this lately, but I still get the old school papers, like I like to open it up and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, kind of online when you're looking at videos and the ads pop up, they got Father's Day sales for things that dads can't use. Like the Father's Day sale at one department store is little girls' bathing suits. I was like, what the hell? I was like, what is my baby's daddy going to do with there's like little girls' bathing suits, Father's Day sale over here at this store. Check out the little girls' bathing suits on sale. And then they had women's shoes at one store for Father's Day, the Father's Day sale with women's shoes. And it's just like a whole, and I noticed this, it's just like a whole bunch of stuff that no dad can use, but they're using that as an excuse to put some stuff on sale for Father's Day. But you can't buy it for your daddy because he can't wear little girls' bathing suits. That was just the most egregious one. There were others. Yeah, there were. Now, does your wife buy you a gift for Father's Day, or is it just something from the kids?
I think, you know, boy, it's hard to remember. I don't think so. I think it would be a gift from, you know, my kids are little, so my wife's helping them buy it. But
right,
I think it's
right.
a gift from my kids, or kind of from all of them. You know, the kind of the family gift for me, which is just great.
I hear from my parents. Now, I wasn't around to witness this, but from what I hear from my mom and dad is that her first Mother's Day, he did not get her a gift from him. And they almost didn't make it to their second Mother's Day. So I don't know if it's just a thing that, you know, if somebody's, you know, got the stretch marks and gave you some babies and their body's disfigured, if you're supposed to go ahead and give them a gift from you for being the, you know, father for Mother's Day, you know, she got the gift and then she turned around and gave him one for Father's Day. You know, are you supposed to do that? You know, if it's from the mom, should you give the dad the gift? Or should it just be from the kids? Because I still get Sean a gift for Father's Day, and then I also get a gift from the kids.
I think it should be from the kids, and I think, I mean, it's Father's Day, so everybody should give their father something. So, like, okay. my okay. wife, you know, she has to help our kids because they're little, but then
right.
she gets her dad something, or she does something to honor
okay.
her dad.
Okay.
I think that's the way it should go. Look, we got so many days to celebrate so many different kinds of people. You know, she's already, what, is she going to get me a Christmas present, and she's going to get me a birthday present, and a,
right.
you know, Father's Day, and an anniversary? It's like, no, we don't need that many things.
And then you start getting Grandparents' Day. The kids asked me the other day, they said, Mom, when is Kids' Day?
What do you say, every day?
Right. Did the mortgage get paid today? That's yeah. Kids' Day. Okay, did I go to the grocery store today? That's Kids' Day. Those are your did your shoes come in the mail? You knew summer shoes? That was Kids' Day. That trampoline out there? That's Kids' Day. Well, you know what? Don't go anywhere because we got more of the Paul and Jordana Show coming up on News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 4:22, and you are not only listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, you are listening to the brand new song, Juneteenth Celebration, by our very own Grammy Award winning Sounds of Blackness. Yes, the official song of Juneteenth, which is coming up here very soon on Sunday. And Gary Hines, the director and founder, is here with us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Gary, it is so great to talk to you this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Queen Chaletta. The honor, privilege, and pleasure are all mine on behalf of Sounds of Blackness.
I have to ask you, you know, Sounds of Blackness has always been known for having amazing anthems, whether it is Optimistic or the song about reparations. After George Floyd died, you gave us an amazing anthem. And now here, the Juneteenth celebration song. How did it all come about?
Well, I believe in the words of the great country artist Chet Atkins. When people ask him about his great songwriting, I loved his answer. He said, there are no songwriters. All music is given. And so I believe that Juneteenth celebration was given to meet the Sounds of Blackness, to give back to the world.
Wow. And it is an amazing song. So uplifting, as well as educational. You can dance to it. You can listen to it. You can learn from it. Tell me what that writing process was like.
You know, like we say, the music is given, but then the next piece of that is it becomes our job as songwriters not to mess it up. I couldn't say it more on the radio. So, you know, when that muse comes, Queen Chaletta, it's usually about being up two or three nights, isolating, going into that fortress of solitude as Superman has, and just really flushing that out, because we wanted this, again, as you say, and thank you for saying it, for Juneteenth celebration to be an anthem, and it couldn't be an anthem without telling the story of Juneteenth,
right.
But still a that was educational, but also that was fun and uplifting for all the listeners and the viewers of the video, which they can see on YouTube.
Okay, now the video is on YouTube. How can folks download this song?
At any outlet they prefer to, anywhere from Amazon, Spotify, any outlet you choose, we're available. Juneteenth Celebration is there. You can go through our website, which is very easy, just soundsofblackness.org. And not only can you download and purchase the video there, the MP3, but also our merchandise, which is really, people have been asking about what we're wearing in the video, and we have tons of great merchandise available at soundsofblackness.org, and any proceeds from the sale of the record or of the merchandise, we always donate a portion to the George Floyd Scholarship Foundation.
And you have been doing that since that foundation was set up. Why is it so important for you to give back to the community? Because that's what you're known for, Sounds of Blackness. Anytime there's an event, anything going on in the community, you can always count on you or someone in the group to be there to represent and to support the people of Minnesota.
Well, Queen Chaletta, it's always important to Sounds of Blackness, not just to talk the walk, but to walk the talk. This is our community that birthed us, that supports us, that nurtures us, such as yourself and CCO and beyond. And so it's just incumbent upon Sounds of Blackness to always remain rooted and grounded in that, to be very grassroots, boots on the ground, involved, you know, in the schools and the synagogues, churches, community centers, at the parks. For example, we'll be in two parks this upcoming weekend. Friday, tomorrow evening, 6:30, we'll be at the North Hennepin Community College for mm-hmm. their Juneteenth celebration, the Brooklyn Park. And then the next day, Saturday, 3:30, we'll be in Centennial Park in Brooklyn Center. Both of those are free for their Juneteenth celebration. We thank you, Brooklyn Park and Rec, and Brooklyn Center Park and Rec, for having us there. So it's important because we had offers from across the country and all of that. But as Dorothy said in The Wiz, there's no place like home.
And, you know, I notice that. I notice that when big events happen, people want to call and pull the Sounds of Blackness away. But you always stay right here in the Twin Cities where people can celebrate with you and celebrate you for the work that you do in the community. Gary Hines with the Sounds of Blackness on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you for being on the Paul and Jordana Show and giving us a great anthem to celebrate Juneteenth. I'm sure folks will be out there in the park and at these events where you'll be performing with the Sounds of Blackness for Juneteenth and in celebration of that historic day.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. Thank you, CCO, and all your listeners and followers. And I'm one of the main ones.
I know. That's why we're going to go to the Sounds of Blackness website and buy some of these shirts, because I don't want to be out there celebrating and dancing to the Juneteenth festivities without my Sounds of Blackness gear. So you all run over to the website and check that out. And don't forget, a portion of those proceeds go to the George Floyd Memorial Scholarship Fund for people in our...
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Young people in our community. We'll be back.
Yeah.
It is 4:34. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is the Paul and Jordana Show. I'm filling in. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I am typically on Saturdays from 11 to 2 on the Shaletta Show. I won't be there this Saturday, though, DJ, because I am going to be the Grand Marshal at the Cottage Grove Strawberry Festival Parade. Now, my friends have promised me that they are going to come, and they're going to bring their kids, and they're going to wave, and I'm going to wave. Now, what? Oh, wait, y'all going to the cabin, DJ. You won't even be there.
Nah, shoot, sorry, I'm out of town, yeah.
Now, this is what I need to know. So, I'm from the South.
Wait,
right?
Also, you're in Cottage Grove. It cost me like $80 a gas to get there from Brooklyn Park.
Baby, we would just have to FaceTime you on that one. I wouldn't even be mad at you for not coming. But why are we sitting around the computer? We're at Shaletta's Parade. We're at Strawberry Festival Parade. Y'all come gather around the computer. Gas is too high to get to the parade. We just got to watch on the FaceTime. Okay, so I need to ask you this because I don't want to be out of line. Now, I'm from the South, and down South, in New Orleans especially, when we do parades, we're throwing beads and we're throwing candy. And there's a parade in New Orleans where you throw cabbage and coconuts. I mean, you know, potatoes. We just do all that kind of stuff. And so I was thinking about throwing some Mardi Gras beads and some candy. Is that acceptable? For Minnesota parades.
Well, the parade. I grew up going to the Delano Parade. They have had a parade for decades in Delano, which is just west of the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
They would always throw candy and little trinkets and hand out freebies and that stuff.
Okay.
Now, the beads. Isn't there a certain connotation with the beads in New Orleans, or am I missing something there?
Well, yeah, you're missing something. So what you're thinking is what the tourists come for. Mm-hmm. So, no, we're not asking anybody to get jiggy with it. You know, the more beads you collect, the cooler you are. For some people, the more beads you collect, the wilder you are. And some people just wake up with nothing on the bees. But that's not what these beads are going to be for.
Wait, so you just giving beads to everybody, or just
just throw a few out from the convertible. But this is we got a little problem, and I don't really know how to solve this one. So the main car is the convertible, right? So I get to sit in there and I get to wave like you know I'm a little princess or whatever, and so I have a little princess. And so when I was talking to the organizer, Miss Lori, I said, Miss Lori, how many people can ride in a convertible? She said, just a grand marshal. And I said, Miss Lori, I got four kids over here. You know, and if I ride in a convertible, they are also going to want to ride on a convertible. And so she said, well, no, you know, you'd have to get one. And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. I just rent a convertible for the day. You know, have Sean drive and the kids can sit in and they can wave and it'll be really fun for them because they've never rode in a convertible before, right? But I called every rental car company at MSP and nobody has a convertible. So I have not told these kids yet that they are likely going to be in the 9-seater van that they normally ride in for the parade, and they are looking for a convertible. Do you have any idea, DJ, where I can find a convertible for Saturday? Because I'm telling you, we made a spreadsheet, and I called every rental car facility at MSP, and nobody had a convertible.
No, okay, hold on. You literally called them? You didn't use, like, an online search feature of any kind?
You know I'm an old lady. You know I'm still writing checks. You know I'm still writing checks.
You could have done all that work in about 5 minutes. Get online.
Well, you know what? Andrew got online and he said, I can't find anything. I've been looking online. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to call. I'm just going to call. And I swear, we spent a couple hours calling and talking and trying to figure things, and nobody had a convertible for Saturday. I was like, but, and I don't know if it's that, you know, that everybody's getting one and if the weather's nice and people want to, you know, just do a little driving and you know, they rented them all out, or if they just don't have any because they got rid of their fleet with COVID. People weren't renting cars and doing a lot of traveling for a while. So I'm not sure if they sold them off or if they rented them all, but I can't find one, and I ain't told these kids yet. They gonna be mad as heck, DJ, if they got to be in a 9-seater while the mama's in front of them waving in a convertible.
I had one trick up my sleeve, but I'm coming up empty too. I'm searching for you online right now, but I don't have one. I think you go with like a different type of interesting. Why don't you drive your RV right behind the convertible?
Oh, I didn't think of that. I didn't
honk the horn, and you got plenty of space. You got a bathroom right there.
You
drive that thing right in the parade.
I didn't even think of that. But the kids want to. The thing about the RV is they won't be able to see their friends. You know, because it's not like they can hang out the window.
Well, just have them right on top. You're going like a 1 mile an hour, aren't you?
DJ. I don't know about your kids. My kids is diving. I don't know how your kids are rolling. But my kids, and look, and no adult supervision inside. Because Sean's going to be driving. I'm going to be in the convertible. And they're going to be on top of the RV. DJ, the parade probably going to be like a block long before we have to call Cottage Grove Fire and EMS. Because all the Brundage babies have nosedive off the top of the damn RV. Uncle DJ, I'm going to need you to do a better job on your planet. You're trying to make sure these insurance cards work. Because we're going to be at the hospital. So yeah, the RV is a good idea, but I know that they want to like hang out the window and see their friends. And in the RV, you really can't, like, the windows are crank. So you really can't yell and say hi to your friends. So the best they could do is like beat on the window. I don't know. Maybe some folks have some suggestions. What's the number folks can text in, DJ?
Oh, sorry. I was just talking to somebody on the line. Somebody
what?
That called 651-461-9226.
What they say?
Well, apparently, I'm trying to look it up before I tell you, but apparently there's some folks that may have an old-time car club that could maybe hook you up. So let's do a little more digging into that. But I bet our listeners have an option for you, how you can get a convertible.
Yes, I would love that old time car because that way the kids could, they would love that. Oh, and you know, I saw an old time car. Look, the kids heard me. I'm going to turn the other way. Somebody just raised their head up. but I saw an old time car today and that thought did cross my mind as an option. Okay. All right. Okay. So you're doing some digging. We're doing some looking. Give us a call. Send us a text. If you have any suggestions on how I could get some kind of convertible vehicle, whether it is new time or old time, on Saturday for the Strawberry Festival parade that my, used to be ex-husband and my kids can ride in behind me in the parade, I would appreciate it. Now, it is 4:42. I am counting on you. We'll be right back. You know, this is a treat for me because I don't know the last time I actually had Mike Max all to myself and we were able to just chat it up without interruption. Maxie, how you doing, brother?
I'm running. I am running and gunning and running out of steam here. So I'm on my way to Creighton Dereham Hall to emcee a banquet tonight. And I tried to get everything done before I left the building, and I haven't. And I got Joe Maurer lined up for me at 6 o'clock, and I'm grabbing it. And then the guy forgot equipment, so I had to go back and get equipment.
Mason, wait, Mace, how are you getting all this stuff done? You know, we ain't as young as we used to be.
Tell me about it.
20-year-old Mike Max, where you running and gunning and going, and Joe Maurer at 6 and the banquet at 5.
Because as I take on more things, the business, as you know, Shaletta, has shrunk and shrunk and shrunk and shrunk. There are fewer people that are working with you, so you can't delegate anything. So you become a one-man band all the time. You know, I book all my guests for my radio show, you know? And that takes a lot. Then tonight I'm not doing it, but it takes a lot of time, a lot of back-and-forth communication with, you know, texting, calling, not hard, but you know, it takes a lot of time, and it's like we're going backwards in some respects. We're getting smaller as an industry, but we're still trying to crank it out, you know.
And then the thing is now we got more responsibilities because you know these folks, they're breaking news on Twitter.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
We didn't have Twitter and Facebook 10, 20 years ago. We got to post everything on social media now in real time. You can't wait till 10 o'clock and tease a story like, wait at 10. We're going to tell you. No, because everybody done already told us on Twitter.
Yeah, and that ship sailed a long time ago. I remember for a long time we used to fight that. We'd say, can we hold this or not? Now it's just like, no, you can't hold anything. Just let it fly, you know? You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't going to hold. If you got it, somebody else is going to get it. So go ahead and let her fly, you know?
Let it fly.
Yeah.
You know, I realized how old we were. I was talking to one of my mentees, and I was asking them, you know, how does it feel? You know, you've got to carry the camera. You got to drive to the shoot. You got to do the breaking news all by yourself.
Yeah.
They want you to take some pictures, post it on Twitter and Facebook.
Yes, you were right. Yes.
You know, And then do your live shots and set yourself up because you're going live. And you know what they told me, Mike? Now, I'm saying it because I'm complaining like that's too much. They're looking at me like, what's the problem? That's the way they're training them now in college, Mike.
That's very, very true, Shaletta. We have these discussions all the time. And so it is a new age. I understand the efficiencies of the business. I understand the fragmentation of the business so that, you know, that's the way it is. I do feel for the kids sometimes that are coming out, and as you said, the good news is they're mastering all those skills, and they know no other way. You just hope they don't have to shortchange something that they're trying to do well. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, you get everything done, you get the story right, and there's nobody there to tell you that, oh, your tie is crooked or your makeup's
right. You got your makeup's lipstick on your teeth, whatever, your bra strap is showing. Nobody to fight off the guy running behind you.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point though, and that last one, and it is very, very true that in this day and age, and especially in Minneapolis, in the Twin Cities, safety comes first, and we talk about this all the time in radio and TV. I mean. Do you want to go out and cover that story if you're going to be by yourself? Because that's different than having somebody with you that can help.
Yeah. We are talking last night, Shaletta.
You know what happened last night, Shaletta?
What? What happened?
I was walking, so I got done with TV, and I'm walking over to do the radio show, right?
Yeah,
and there's 12 squad cars around the Baker Building, a half a block from CCO Radio, okay? And I'm going, oh, my God, ambulance, 12 squad cars. And I look at the corner, and everybody's looked up towards the sky. So I pull off, and I look, and there's a guy. Half of his leg over the edge, obviously threatening to jump. Yeah, I'm telling you, it got my attention. And he sit, and you can see him up on the roof, and all you can see is his leg, one leg, over the side. And all these cop cars are surrounding it, and the people, there's not a lot of people left in downtown because it's, 6:30, right. Whatever. But there's enough that everybody's looking up going, how does this end? What happens? And I went to the radio station, talked to Charlie. Then during the break, I went back out. He was still up there. And then we got the news that they had successfully talked him down.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, but it was unnerving. You look up there, and you're going, I don't know if I want – this is a terrible thing to say, but you're going, I don't know if I want to stay out here for long, because if he decides, I don't know that I want PTSD,
Yeah, yeah, because you don't want to be there for that.
Yeah,
you don't want to be there
for that. And yet you feel some sense of you want to, there's nothing you can do, but it's almost like you want to encourage him and say, hey, life will get better. And fortunately, somebody talked him down. But I've never seen that where you look up and you actually see someone – in the jump position, so to speak.
No, I ain't never been there, buddy. I have to tell you. And I'm glad, like you said, because it's a lot. And, Mike, everybody's going through so much. I'm thankful that I have faith that I can call on Jesus and know that, he's going to get me through it. Because if I had to try to get through it on my own these past couple of years, it might have been two legs hanging off of that damn building.
I'm with you 100%, man. If I don't have that, it's over, man, because I can't figure it out on my own.
Yeah. We are talking to Mike Max, brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Caldwell Banker Real Estate. I don't know the last time I have seen you in person. Now, I saw some people last night because I was hosting the Minnesota Film and TV's annual fundraiser over at the Swedish Institute.
Oh, sure.
Oak Park in Minneapolis.
I'm so Swedish. I never got invited.
Well, I told them to call you. And so I saw some people I haven't seen before, and everybody who was the same size that they were pre-COVID, I had to ask them, what were they doing? Because it was a group of us who were in our maternity clothes, and we were just as comfortable and eating.
Yep.
But, I was talking to Amanda Brinkman, and she said, Shaletta, we have just been doing what we could to survive during COVID. And we picked up some bad habits, and, we just need to get better. But everybody was doing what they could to cope.
Yeah, for sure. And, it is funny because literally you go two and a half years without seeing people that you saw on a regular basis. And all of a sudden, you realize, except for me, everybody's aged, But isn't that something? Because you don't really do the math on it. And then you see somebody and you go, well, when was the last time I saw him? And you go, oh, my God, that was before COVID, And people change just a little bit.
Yeah, we all were a little bit thick about the waistline. I had a couple of chins that have popped up that I had no idea that I could grow. And so it just was more comfortable to me. We were going to be outside. I said, I got this cute little maternity dress that I used to wear when I was pregnant with that last baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that sucker on. And somebody was like, girl, I got back in my maternity clothes a year ago.
Nobody cares. Everybody's okay with it right now, right? I mean, we're just happy to survive it,
Yeah, and one thing that I appreciate about going through this is we've all given each other grace. You know, everybody is so much more graceful for other folks. You know, everybody is a little less critical and a little more loving with everything that we've been through.
Yeah, it's and you know, the other part of it is that I think about every day is, you know, in a strange way, a lot of good has come out of it, too. I mean, we've learned how to be technologically savvy. We can do radio shows from anywhere now. We can do Zoom interviews. There has been less traffic. I mean, and there's been more family time for people that are going hybrid. I tend to try to go there after a while that, you know what, a lot of good stuff. And a lot of family hours have been consumed that weren't consumed before. I know we're out of time, but good to talk to you, Shaletta. I'm on my way down the freeway.
Baby, acting like you 20-year-old, Mike Max. You keep running and gunning and make sure you take your vitamins because you need them. And we need y'all to stick around. We've got one more hour of the Paul and Jordana Show coming up on News Talk 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.